Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
And today we are rounding out Danielle's tenure on the podcast with talking all about marketing goals. So to get started, why don't you talk about what your definition for marketing goals are and how people can start creating them for their business?
Yeah, so I do marketing goals a little bit differently from what I've seen. I follow very much the kind of the textbook traditional method. And marketing goals for me are all about the change in attitudes and behaviors that you want your ideal client to have in order to hit your business objectives. So let's break that down a little bit. So every business should have an overarching objective, and that essentially should be financial. So for example, in 2017, I'm going to make $1 million, and your marketing goals should get you to make that $1 million. That's not mine, by the way. I'm just as an example. So that's your business objective. And I always suggest to my clients 3 marketing goals, sometimes 3 to 5, but really 3. Even the biggest brands in the world pretty much only have 3, maybe 4 marketing goals. So your marketing goals should be big enough to help you achieve, kind of the accumulation of those marketing goals should help you achieve your big business objective. And then marketing goals, really, I split them up. So, but essentially what it's doing is the marketing goal, the first part is you quantify it. So you quantify what this goal will achieve. So for example, if your overall business objective is to make $1 million of sales, you want to, for example, generate $300,000 in sales. So that's the quantified version of the goal. And then what you do is you analyze what your ideal client is currently doing. So what they currently do and what they currently think in relationship to where you're focusing. So for example, are they currently purchasing from you, or have they purchased you but they have gone and worked with another coach or something like that? But basically it's just about understanding where they currently are, where their current attitudes are, and where their current behaviors are. And then essentially you then want to, in order to get that $300,000 that you've had, you want to move them to their desired attitudes and behaviors. And then in the middle will be all the marketing activities that you'll do. And then that will help you to achieve that financial goal. So basically, the first thing you need to do is really understand who are you targeting. So who is your ideal client? And this can be a huge task if you're not very clear. But what I always suggest is that you literally have a big brain dump of who are you currently targeting? What are their current attitudes and what are their current behaviors? And then in order to hit that financial goal, what are the, or it may be an awareness goal, or it doesn't have to be a financial goal. In order to hit that goal, what are the attitudes and behaviors you desire out of them?
And I think that's great too, because it's also something that if you have a client base right now, you can go back and see what they're doing. Like, who are they? And it kind of goes back to then that analysis and what we just talked about with the consumer experience. But being able to identify those behaviors that they're currently like emulating and then where you want them to be is something that's extremely tactical and specific enough to be able to then walk through everything that needs to happen to get you to that financial goal.
Exactly. And so essentially you'll then end up with something that I always write it as a get to now in order to statement. So I break that down in terms of your get is your target. So for example, let's say that you are a natural household cleaning company. So you're something like Method or something like that. So maybe your get is to get millennial mums that are concerned with the impact of chemicals on their family. So you have a good understanding of who your target is and why you're targeting them. And then the two, because you've identified where they are at the moment and where you want to bring them, is to swap their grocery purchase bathroom cleaning products for our homemade options or for our natural options. So that's the call to action. That's really what you want them to do. That's the action that you want them to change. And then the buy section is by convincing them that what? So what is the attitude change that you require? So for example, you might convince them that non-toxic cleaners are just as effective as the chemical options. So that's the attitude shift that you want to achieve. And then in order to achieve that $300,000 in revenue.
And I think that's something that is actually overlooked a lot, because a lot of the times it's just selling the service because you are, relieving a pain point or solving a problem for them. But really, it's a perceptive and perspective change that needs to happen before they can even purchase it. And if you are able to pinpoint that specifically and then how you're able to achieve that, the sale will then come naturally.
Exactly. And this may sound a little bit complicated, because this is the part when I work with clients that I lose them a little bit, in terms of is when it becomes a little bit complicated. And I'm a very visual learner, so it's tough for us to talk through on a podcast without kind of having the visuals. So I think I probably need to provide a good example for your listeners that they can download and kind of go through. But one of the big questions I always have is, okay, I want to create these goals. How do I go about doing it? Like, where do I start? It's all about just defining what the opportunities are. So you have your big objective, so your big financial, your $1 million, or whatever that may be to you, 20,000, whatever. And then you think, you might do something like a SWOT analysis. So like, understand your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities or threats, or you may know what your opportunities are for your business. And then you basically pick 3 to 5. So an opportunity could be, how do I convert my huge Instagram following into sales? And then those into $300,000 of sales. So you may have, 500,000 people on Instagram and you want to convert that into sales. That's your opportunity. And then you go about understanding, okay, what are they currently doing? Well, they're currently following me on Instagram. They're currently liking all my posts. They're currently engaging sometimes when I talk about my personal life, but not about my products. And then you're like, okay, what do I want them to do? It's like, okay, I want them to still follow me, but I want them to purchase one product a year from me, or two products a year from me. And I want them to start by kind of the attitude change required is that I'm not just someone for them to scroll through on Instagram and maybe like, that I'm kind of their partner, or there's someone that I can really engage with. I'm important as part of their life. So that's really where, and then you can see where the gap is in terms of all the marketing stuff that you need to do. And then you can kind of break it down to this get to buy in order to type statement. And all that does is that's just a reiteration of what you've already identified, but it's just a really nice way of kind of making it nice and succinct. So you're like, okay, I've got these three get to buy in order to statements, and that's where I'm going to focus my business on.
And I think it's important for not only for everyone, basically, I was about to say, not only for our audience, for everyone, that when you're thinking about these marketing goals too, don't necessarily get so bogged down in the numbers or is it converting? Is there this 1 or 2% conversion rate? Really concentrate on the efforts that you're making in the marketing and the messaging that you're doing and how you're shifting that perspective. And the numbers will eventually follow. And the numbers are super important. But when you're just starting out, that can almost stop you from actually doing something because you might not think you have enough followers or you have the numbers on your email list to convert. That's not necessarily important right now. What's important is figuring out what those attitudes need to be in order to then change the perspective and then convert them into customers.
Exactly. If we go back to our consumer journey that we talked about before, that's a really useful tool, because you could say, okay, your opportunity may be that you had a ton of people buy your course and then now your business, there's nothing. So your opportunity is, how do I convert those first time purchasers to the retention stage of my customer journey? And then think about all the different ways that you can do that. Or, for example, if you're in the awareness stage, you say, okay, how can I convert my guest post awareness into downloads of my opt-ins? That's the opportunity. It's kind of, how can I get people? And then you say, okay, I want to build my list by 1,000 people in the next 3 months. So that's kind of where you get that hard deliverable that may not be contributing to your financial goal, but it is. It doesn't necessarily have a dollar amount, but it's getting you that step closer towards that financial goal.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, one of the things is making sure that you also, besides having the big three goals, is when you bring it back to that buyer experience or the consumer experience, each of those stages has separate goals that then afford you to getting to that ultimate three overarching goals.
Exactly. And then when you come to actually implement those goals, breaking it down and breaking it down and breaking it down and breaking it down some more, mm-hmm. which we will talk about on another session. But it's really kind of really, those goals are what's really going to guide you. But then that you need to break it down into like almost like a very, very clear, actionable plan. Because it's great to have strategic goals, but if you're not actioning them and you're not planning for action, then they're just goals on a piece of paper.
So we thoroughly enjoyed having you on for this month. And for everyone listening, if you love Danielle and have literally just eaten up everything that she has said, like we have, we are going to be having a webinar with her, I believe, that we will be announcing the date in our Facebook group. So if you're not a part of our Facebook group, head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com/Facebook and get in it so that you are able to sign up for the webinar once we announce the date after this episode airs. And for everyone else, if you are listening, go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for all of the show notes and resources. And thank you so much, Danielle. We had so much fun with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, we will be back next week with all new episodes. And until then, we'll talk to you guys later.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.